You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, touch table on some football music. Let's do this.
So it's Sports Illustrated is doing their college football quarter century week, Mike.
Oh, and great.
So it's the top 25 of the last 25 year type thing coming out. Today they released the 25 best college quarterbacks of the last 25 years. And I thought you, Kenny, and Rico could have a chance at guessing on who's on this list and maybe what number they're at.
And this is okay.
College football. What they did in college.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Is how long they started factored into this by when you look at the list? Like, for instance, certain quarterbacks I might say were the greatest I've seen, but they had one big year.
So this is the Joe Burrow.
I think the greatness is weighted more than the longevity.
Okay, then let's start with what Rico just said. I saw Joe Burrow have the singular most impressive season in the history of college football. He torched the SEC for 6,000 yards. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
That is number one on the list. The best college quarterback of the last 25 years.
So this is based on their body of work in college and nothing else?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing I disagree with him being number one, by the way, but he is number one on this list.
Okay.
I guess, Mike, you can just go ahead and leave.
I've done my job.
Okay, you know what?
Your turn.
I'm going to go with not a great pro career, but a hell of a college career. Texas was back. Vince Young.
Vince Young, number three on this list.
I mean, he was NFL Rookie of the Year. They did make the playoffs. I know he ended up shirtless crying at the nightclub, but still.
Mistakes were made.
He holds one of the iconic moments, and in order to win the national championship, they took down a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
It matters.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, he would be number one on my list.
The crying at the nightclub or the actual...
Okay, him actually winning...
It was a bad night.
Okay. Something. Kenny, your guess.
What about also not a great pro career? Give me Tim Tebow.
Number four on the list.
All right.
This list is garbage, and I want nothing to do with it. Tim Tebow was a trinket toy. Chris Leak was the guy who threw the ball. They brought Tebow in to run it 1 yard.
Right, but then Tebow,
was only the first time championship.
Right? I know, and then he delivered that stupid speech where he was so out of breath, and nobody will ever try harder than I will.
They took that speech, put it in stone, and it sits outside the building.
Good, and birds poop on it.
He was also Urban Meyer's personal mascot for the Florida program.
Yeah, exactly, as all of his teammates were degenerates. My guess, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, number seven on the list.
Yes!
You know what?
Leave me alone.
I'm going to go with another Heisman Trophy winner. Give me Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, number six on the list.
Yes! And I can keep the slander. He's one of the most electric non-Michael Vick players I ever saw in college. From the first time he entered the game, I think Louisville was playing either Arkansas or Texas A&M in one of those kickoff classics. He hit the field and you went, whoa, wait, who the hell's this kid?
Would Michael Vick?
25 years.
Michael Vick?
He's not on the list.
See, we're too far. This always happens. Yeah. All right, let's regroup. Kenny's guess.
Let's go with Trevor Lawrence. He's probably somewhere on here, right?
Trevor Lawrence, number nine on the list.
All right.
We're crushing the top 10. Rico Beard. Because I have nothing bad to say about Trevor Lawrence in college.
Not a great pro career as of now. What about Bryce Young?
Bryce Young is number 18 on the list.
Really?
Which I wouldn't have him in the top 25, but
no.
To each their own.
I never would have. All right. Last 25 years. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think here. Hold on. I got one. Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota is number 10 on the list.
Yes. Solid placement.
I'm trying to think, like, who was in the 2000s?
What about this guy?
No, please, no. The guy stole crab legs. You can't be on the list.
Oh, he's on the list. Number 11.
Jameis Winston. Rico, your turn.
I'm trying to think. What Ohio State quarterback?
Pick one. They're all awesome.
All right, C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is not on the list.
Okay.
You stink. Kenny, your guess.
What about Tua?
Tua is number 14.
All right, I'm going to give you an oldie but a goodie. I can't stand the guy. Can't stand anything about him. But he's one of the great college football players I've ever seen. And he single-handedly, no hyperbole, single-handedly led his team to a national championship. I give you Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's number 2 on the list.
Yes! All right.
How did we miss that if it was number 2?
Because you're stupid.
Well, it's also because he shouldn't be that high, but...
And we go over to RL Beard.
So you got 2 left in the top 10.
Matt Leiner?
Matt Leiner's number 5.
You just took my guess. And here's the key, a classic quarterback who stayed for 4 years. I think he was there from like 01 to 05. Stayed a year too long. Remember he was going to be the number 1 pick?
He was.
Over to Kenneth Cott.
This is now becoming difficult.
No, it's not. I want you to think of someone who lives the same lifestyle you do.
That doesn't help me, nor do I want to engage in that conversation.
Drinking, drugs, irresponsibility.
Do we already guess Johnny Manziel?
He's the number 8 on the list.
All right.
Wow. Had to be on the list. Iconic yes. moments, the money sign.
College career, yes.
The win at Alabama. It's only a college list. Yep.
So the top 11 are all done.
Okay. All right. Let me...
Kenny,
hold on. Kenny, right over my head.
Would Carson Beck?
Wait, it's not your turn. You know what kind of fish you are? Selfish. How about Captain Awkward, Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck's number 12 on the list.
Yes,
and he should be much higher than that. He's the best college quarterback I've ever seen play.
But he's a weirdo.
He is very weird. But I've seen when he went in college, Mike. I thought he was better than half the guys already in the NFL.
Wow, I didn't realize you.
He was very good.
He really likes Andrew Luck. All right, go ahead, buddy.
He is weird, though.
Troy Smith.
Troy Smith is number 23.
Barely made it, but I made it.
Who's going to be the first one to skunk it here? I don't know.
Well, Rico did with C.J. Stroud.
Oh, okay. I did C.J. Stroud. I knew it had to be an Ohio State quarterback.
No, that was not a bad guess, though. Give me Caleb. Is Caleb on the list?
Caleb Williams is number 17 on the list.
All right. Good one. I don't know that I would agree with it. But it's a great guess.
I'm trying to figure out depth because now we're in like the 15 range.
May I ask a question? Paul, are there any group of 5 players on this list?
Don't you steal my guy.
Yes.
Okay. I think he holds the all-time record for passing yards. And he was a Lion for a time. Kellen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rico and I together would like to present Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore is number 13 on the list.
Okay. But Paulie, he played forever.
Yes.
He threw for like 38,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I took a shot.
No, you did.
What do you got?
Oh, man.
What do you got? Hold on. What about your boy? What about your guy?
Wait. Michael Penix.
Michael Penix is number 24 on this list.
Wow.
And he shouldn't be on this list, but he's on.
Don't talk about like that in front of him. He's going to be very upset.
Why do you hate Michael Penix?
Paul hates me.
Okay.
Well, no. And it's because he's not a top 25 of this last 25-year quarterback.
Come on, Mike. Listen. Mike, what's the common denominator? Me and Penix?
Paul doesn't like black people?
I'm going to pull that real quick as a drum.
Okay. I'm kidding, everybody. Yeah. Paul's a sweet man.
Yeah, he is.
All right. What about last year's Heisman Trophy? Had one of the, outside of Burrow, Daniels was incredible.
Oh.
And he did it at 2 schools.
He did.
Still looking at Mike Tressel and that overbrimmed hat on 4th and 19. Would Jalen Daniels have made this?
Number 15 on the list.
Michael!
Woo! You have yet to miss one, Mike.
I'm trying, dude. Now I'm in deep duty.
There are 2 on here that I don't think anyone's going to guess, but.
Well, then that's where the host has to provide some hints.
It's Kenny's turn, right? Or is it mine?
it can be your turn because I'm starting to run out of steam. How about hey, give me RG3. It seems like he'd make the
RG3 is
list.
Number 19 on the list.
See, RG3 is probably a little low.
Yeah.
He single-handedly put Baylor on the map, got a stadium built. Now, I know he's a certified goofball now, but collegiately, you hadn't seen a lot of that. He was unbelievable.
Kenny, would your boy be on there? Carson Beck.
I wouldn't put him on there.
Carson Beck.
Whoa.
I would put the other guy on.
Yes, short guy.
Wait,
he left Stetson the league Bennett? Last year. Rams, yes, Bennett.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett is number 20.
Gamer.
Stetson Bennett, yes, okay.
Gamer.
Inexplicably, but he's on here.
No, it's not inexplicable. Winner. Chips down, winner. You don't think he's fast? Fast enough. Doesn't have a big arm? Big enough. Stetson Bennett was a stud. Very fast!
So you got four guys still available.
I got one. Go ahead.
You think they would put JJ on this list?
No.
No, no shot.
No. Right. No Service Academy quarterbacks are allowed. Okay. Can I offer one? Now, this is old school. Old school. But let's go height of Pete Carroll. You had Leinart, right? Mm-hmm. What about his predecessor? I know he's a ginger. Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer, 21 on the list.
Yeah!
If we're going back to that era of football.
Well, it's the last 25 years. It's not like games are in black and white.
It's your turn, Rico. I'll save my
No, go ahead, Kenny.
What about Alex Smith?
Holy Utah. Hell.
Alex Smith is number 16 on the list.
That's a sneaky one. And he was the number one pick in the draft. He led Utah. Was he at Utah for 3 years?
Yes.
Did they lose a game?
No.
And he got him to a New Year's Day bowl. Not that you kids value bowls anymore.
Didn't that get Urban a job?
Yeah.
It put Urban's offense on the map.
I mean, at Florida, yeah.
Yes. All right.
Two more to go.
I'm trying to think, did Miami have a quarterback?
What about this? Any Hawaii quarterback, Colt Brennan, Timmy Chang, anyone who threw for obscene amounts of yardage?
Your first miss, Mike.
What?
No Hawaii quarterback.
What conference? We do live radio. We can't sit here.
What conference are the last two?
The last two? ACC and Big 12, now SEC.
Did we say Kyler yet?
Kyler Murray is number 22.
All okay. Right.
Good pull.
Not bad.
Started his career at A&M.
ACC.
The last one is he finished his career with an ACC team. Before that, he was on UCF. So I'll just give you that hint because it's not going to be a name people remember.
It's not Mackenzie Milton.
It is Mackenzie Milton, Mike.
Wow.
Great
pull. Number 25 on this list.
But he died. Literally, the guy's leg exploded. He never played again.
So here's a couple of names.
He died.
Oh, no, God. I mean, died like Napoleon McCallum.
Okay.
Died. Gotcha.
Okay. So here's a couple of names I'm going to throw out there because I think they should have been on this list in place of other guys. So Sam Bradford wasn't on this list. He should have been. Eli Manning wasn't on this list. He should have been. Russell Wilson wasn't on this list. He should have been. And Deshaun Watson wasn't on this list, and he should have been.
Yes, despite creep behavior as an adult.
Despite all the stuff, Deshaun Watson had to be in there.
And he took down Prime Saban.
He did.
Should be on list. And Paul, you're right with Russell Wilson. You're right. Also a weirdo.
Well, but it was that final year at Wisconsin that really, it was kind of like Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
NC State, eh?
Yeah. I enjoyed this. We did really well. I feel good about
it. Pat on the back to us. I think we did all right.
I thought CJ Stroud should have been on there, but you know what?
Minus discovering Paul's hatred of minorities. Really nice segment. '97-1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Can't repeat what Rico just said. Yep. You can keep laughing. Just don't say what you just said. We will... Kenny, I'll share it with you during the break. It's a line for me, myself, and Irene.
One of the greatest movies ever.
You haven't seen it, Kenny?
Watch it. You haven't seen it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, big time. One of the few movies I actually have seen.
Ticket text, and then we'll keep it moving.
Wow, Paul taking strays over here. That's from Jim. Paul the racist. That's from
No.
Paul, do you care to defend yourself here?
No, there's no being... there's no need. It was just a one-liner. Paul Sara is not racist.
No, he's not.
Everybody calm down.
People texting in about Stetson Bennett, which we got to at the end of it.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts was also texted in frequently during this segment.
Could have been. Look, I think Colt Brennan could have been.
That's the other popular name that's popped up frequently on this. On the
I
text.
Mean, they listen, Colt Brennan got Hawaii. Now, I know they ended up getting curb stomped. He got Hawaii to a BCS game against Georgia. Colt Brennan, I mean, they throw the ball like 80 times a game.
Yeah,
Nightmare.
Right. No, you're right.
All right. Now, I want to bring this up. ESPN had a camp report about the Lions. I don't think it's a good thing. Look, we have talked about the coordinators and the loss of Ben Johnson, and the fan base is split. Some people are like me. They think it's a big deal. Other people are, well, Ben Johnson's a moron, and he wasn't that good anyways. Okay.
Yeah, he had a foot out the door.
Right. The point is, ESPN came here, and their takeaway is Jared Goff is going to have the most say over this offense he's ever had. Complete authority. And on surface, you go, oh, that's great. We're paying him $50 million. He's a veteran, smart guy. I actually don't think that's a good thing. Step back from it and ask yourself, how many quarterbacks in this sport would you trust to give complete authority, their complete stamp on an offense? I'd say Joe Burrow.
Yes.
I'd say Patrick Mahomes. Duh.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, yeah. I think, has graduated to that. And that's probably it.
Not even Lamar?
Hell no. Okay. He can't complete a pass. The point I'm making is there aren't many guys I would want. Like in the history of the NFL, when I think of guys, I go, all right, they're calling their game. It's their Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right. Jared Goff had a collaborative relationship with Ben Johnson. And together, they helped each other. It got Ben Johnson's career launched and a head coaching job. It saved Jared's career. Now, here's my thing. You know where I'm at with this football team.
Right.
I am very nervous about them. And I don't have high hopes this year. But when you read ESPN's takeaway from their camp visit, that this is all going to be on Goff, that it's going to be his offense, etc., I actually think that's a bad thing. That doesn't mean Goff's a bad player. We just got done saying there's 3-4 guys in the league who I'd want to have the most say over their offense.
Right.
Tell me, am I, and please feel free, people, I actually view it as a negative.
It is a little bit of a negative, Mike, because this is where, for the football people, I'm about to say a dirty word, but if you're going to be in control of the offense, you need to be a playmaking type quarterback. You need to be that guy. That's not Jared Goff's game. Jared Goff's more of a game manager. And I know a lot of people see game manager as this negative term, but it's not. There's a lot of great players who manage the game. I do think you're going to miss Ben Johnson. I don't think that, you know what, he was just some idiot. No, Ben Johnson was able to tailor an offense for everybody's strengths, and you saw it in games. Now you're asking Jared to kind of, okay, I'm going to take what Ben taught me and just kind of keep going on. Like Ben Johnson was able to come up with the counter move when all of a sudden you thought they were going to go left, he would go right. I don't know if Jared Goff can do that, so I'm with you. And we're going to wait to see what John Mort's going to do. He's going to be up in the booth, not out, down on the field. This is going to look a lot different. And I think we're going to find out almost immediately looking at the schedule that this team is going to play, whether this is going to work or not.
Let me read to you what ESPN said. I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Basically, on the ground, people acknowledge Ben Johnson's greatness. So that would end the fan theory, which is why privately a lot of people wish he weren't in the division. Goff points out he and new OC John Morton, who, by the way, is going to call plays from the booth, not on the field, that's a different dynamic, hit it off during Morton's stint with the Lions in 2022. They've been kicking around creative ideas that are fun. What was apparent to me, Jeremy Fowler, Before I got here and when talking to Goff in person, he will have his biggest influence on the offense yet. Part of the reason is Goff has found his voice. He's in year 10. He's a top 10 QB, wants to enter the top 5. So if he wants to see something in the offense, he's going to speak up. I try to do a lot, he said. It's all Morton stuff, but I'm going to offer what I like and what I don't like and guide the thoughts in certain ways. As I've gotten older, I'm more certain in my opinions and can hold some weight with those. I think he respects it, and I'm going to get those things in there. Goff likes a lot about the offense, of course. Then they start listing all your really good players. Here's my question. Is it wrong that I'm more comfortable with Goff not having as big of a say? I like having an offensive genius put Goff in the right positions to succeed. Because my problem in all of this is I'm comfortable with Jared Goff with certain parameters. And I've been a Goff supporter. Mm-hmm. But am I wrong that I really get nervous that now he's going to take the next step?
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Mike, because when I look at those the quarterbacks who you don't mind, I always look at that third
playmakers.
Third and seven, and the play broke down. Now what do you do? And I just think Goff is one that, okay, maybe I just tuck and run. Like, you don't feel confident. It's like when everything is set and the plays are working, he's a surgeon out there. I mean, he had games last year. He was perfect. But when that third and eight, fourth and nine, and he's got to go out there and make a play, not the guy who I want out there leading the team. That's just me.
Why don't we do this? I mean, we're sitting here on August 5th, and I know we're basically a month from kickoff. What is your confidence level in Jared Goff? No Ben Johnson. No Frank Ragnow. And no Zeitler. Just answer it. You are either every bit as confident as last year or less. I don't think there's a justifiable way, unless you're drunk, to call in and say you're more confident. That's not in the offing. You get chocolate or vanilla, don't ask for strawberry. You're as confident as last year or less? Say it with your chest. I'm less. I am less confident in Jared Goff. That's not a shot. The infrastructure is everything to about 99% of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't believe Goff is the 1%. Yeah. As Rico put it, the guy who is his own infrastructure. I'm less confident.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
So go ahead and slander away on the ticket text.
No, like I said, when I look at the playmaking, the quarterbacks who run the offense, you just know, no matter what, somehow or another, they're going to find a way to get that first down, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I don't trust that John Morton is going to be Ben Johnson, and I don't trust that this whole line's going to be as good.
No, because
those two factors just end it right there for me.
Because if you're John Morton, I mean, look, I hate to say it, but you're almost coming in like the stepfather, and you don't know what, you know, do I put my stamp on this team or do I just run it, you know, business as usual, how it was, and just give some the old plays new names? Like, or do I just change it all and say, we're going to do this my way? He's kind of stuck because the Ben Johnson way worked. So what do you do? Do you just keep doing the Ben Johnson stuff? No, I think you were brought here to be an offensive coordinator. You got to put your stamp on this. And I don't know if it's going to be a symbiotic relationship like it was with Ben Johnson.
Here's the other thing that scares me out of this whole report. As for Davenport, he's played just 6 games in 2 years, but the Lions look at him as the perfect complement to Hutchinson with high upside. He's the key component. To be honest, one person said, he's going to be big for us. Yeah, in a hospital bed. Just look at the career. He's never available. At a certain point, it's who you are.
Yeah.
If I put an over-under on Marcus Davenport games that you'd wager your money on, what's the over-under? 6.5?
I was going to say 6. So, yeah.
They're banking on Davenport. Question, it's August 5th. We can't get you to talk about your quarterback? You guys okay out there? Or would you rather us talk about National Oyster Day? Pick a lane. 248-539-9797. Are you every bit as confident in your boy, or are you less? Those are your two choices. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Some news from the division. We don't need to hit the breaking news sounder, but one of the two suspensions that, you know, NFL circles are waiting for, one impacts the Minnesota Vikings. It was expected. Jordan Addison, first three games as a part of, look, the behavior stuff. He got a DUI, and there was a settlement with it. Look, bottom line, he's not playing the first three games.
Doesn't really affect the Lions because he's not.
Well, they're in the division.
Back. No, I'm saying, but he'll be back by the time they play.
Yeah, I'm just talking about getting off, you know, you're getting off the ground with a rookie QB, basically, and you're down one of your best weapons. Let's get to the people, though. I mean, I'm asking the question. ESPN's tour stop, training camp, Goff taking more responsibility in the offense, the loss of Ben Johnson. They talk about John Morton a little bit. No, I'm less confident. You're either every bit as much or less. There's no justifiable case you could be more confident. That's just hopium. Let's go to Rico, 97.1. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, hello, and once again, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener and whatnot. Here's the thing. You're right. The offense structure has been changed by Morton coming in. So, all we can do, because we ain't Madame Valari on the psychic network, let's see what happens. And I know I shouldn't have said that, but it's a fact of reality.
You're all
let's
good,
see what
man.
What happens with Morton and Goff? Morton has been there, but he wasn't there during the electrifying years of Goff under. You know what I mean. So I'm just saying, let's see what happens. And I'll go ahead and listen to your comments.
Well, and I respect that, Rico, but understand, we're sitting here today. This is a part of talking sports. Like I said, if you want to do Let It Play Out, I'm going to get Jansen a gig with Sirius, and he'll do one show a year. He'll wait till the final game of the season, and that one show's going to be called It Played Out, and he'll give you his take. It's just not, come on. I mean, that part of the fun is you got to talk about it. No, I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm just, it's okay to say, here are the reasons I'm less confident. It's not about what you want to happen when you say things. It's about what do you think it is.
Yeah, and also the other reason I'd be concerned is when you've seen it, when Goff goes up, especially last year, man, when you're going up against the guy, the other quarterback who's just as good or maybe better than you, it hasn't always turned out to be the outcome that you wanted.
I just, look, here, this is just what I feel. Jared Goff was in the perfect situation. A career renaissance doesn't happen unless everything goes right. Now, look, if you want to say, hey, Baker Mayfield's done it with multiple OCs and brought his career back from the brink, you're right. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here's the difference. I think Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Jared Goff. I think Baker Mayfield has more playmaking ability. I think Baker Mayfield
Well, that's just it. Like on a third and eight and the play breaks down, Baker's going to do whatever it takes.
But that's not – all I'm saying is, in general, Goff has got to prove it. Look, Baker has proven it. They lost Dave Canales. They lost Liam Cohen. He's had 8 million OCs. I think at one point Baker had played 7 years with 7 OCs. For Goff, he comes here, and everything was perfect. The talent, the scheme, the belief, the fact the organization loved him, and Ben Johnson, this is the difference between me and some Lion fans. I think Ben Johnson's a borderline offensive genius. No disrespect to John Morton. You're not Ben Johnson. Could it happen? Sure. Look at the odds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the whole team's taken a big step back this year. And I think Goff's a part of it. That doesn't mean they're going to tank. But there's a big difference between 15-2 and 9-8 or 10-7. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Julian, 97.1. Jules, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Glad to be back. I missed you. I just moved back from California, so it's good to be back. But
Welcome home, man.
Thank you, guys. Hey, just to follow up with what you're saying, man, I'm confident in the team, but look at the strength of schedule we're playing against and who we're playing against on the road. You said you wanted to keep the QB comparison, right?
Yeah.
We're at Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes. We're at Joe Burrow. We're at Lamar. We're at, you know, what is it? Jalen Hurts, you know, all these teams that we're playing against. And I feel like the strength of schedule is we're not going to be in a position where we can have a five-pick game or Goff can throw that little interception in, you know, the red zone and we can come back, bounce back. I mean, in comparison to the last year's schedule and this year's schedule, I mean, I'm concerned, man. I really am. And the fact that we haven't addressed the edge, you know, there's a couple things, and it goes back to almost like the Tiger thing. Like, why are we not pulling this hand grenade and throwing it? The window's closing, and I feel like you know, I feel like we're walking on ice this year, to be honest with you.
So let me ask you a question. Let's have some fun for a second. I want to ask you, which of these two things concerns you more? Forget about the schedule for a second. Your concern about the loss of Ben Johnson and its impact on Jared Goff, or, per the ESPN article, how much they're depending on Marcus Davenport?
Honestly, Davenport, man. I mean, Ben Johnson, dude. I've been following Chicago a lot just because I'm curious, and you know, I don't feel like he's gonna have the year that he is. I mean, I feel like he was more so in a good position. But as far as Davenport, who is Davenport? Why not pay Judon from Atlanta, or why not just sign Z again? I mean, why not just throw three guys on that side, dude? I mean, why put all of everything we have on one guy named Davenport? You know what I'm saying? Like, the window's closing, boys, and why not spend some money? Why not go after somebody that, you know, at least we know. We know more about Judon. We know more about Z than Davenport. That's my argument.
Yeah, and look, the Za'Darius Smith thing is a thing because no one's paid him.
Yeah, that's still... I'm assuming that somebody's going to wait, because at first I thought maybe he was just trying to sit out training camp, but I think he'll take a job anywhere. He really wants to be here, and maybe they're holding that against him because they know how badly he wants to be out on the field.
Yeah, but you'd still bring him in. If a guy's willing to walk on hot coals to play, you just sign him.
I mean, you got the money. And it's a position
of need. We have bills coming due. Okay, mister?
Well, sign him for another one-year deal.
I mean, don't understand the salary cap, Beard.
While you were gone, they gave Anzalone $1 million and said, okay, are you happy now? $750,000 of it in incentives, but yeah, okay. Are we done with this?
I'm just glad they didn't extend him.
At
the end of the year, see ya.
But that's what I'm saying.
Jack Campbell's defense.
You could do the same with him. Like, okay, well, here's a league minimum deal plus a dollar. Go on out there and do your thing.
248-539-9797. I will get more of these calls. The Goff Confidence Index, based on ESPN's little camp stop. He's going to have his fingerprints all over the offense. He's going to have authority. This is his deal. That doesn't make me feel more confident. The other thing, Marcus Davenport is the key to the whole defense. That's from people here in the ESPN article. Which one of those two things scares you more? Now, on that end, it would be the Davenport one.
Yes, sir.
You can't help me from a hospital bed.
Let's hope he stays healthy.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the phone calls coming up. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.